the Wolf Wake Up Crew.
Good morning.
I want to know, Ashley, what was your week like last week for you? Can you take us there when you were nominated for 3 CMA Awards?
It's really kind of hard to describe because I didn't know that was the morning the nominations were coming out. I was told to be available for a phone call around 8:30. And so I figure this is a conference call with my team. Perhaps my publicist needs help with something. And my gals were with me, my hair and makeup and my stylist, because we were going to go on a tour to Jack Daniel's that day. So we got together, and next thing I know, they're turning on Good Morning America. I've got my phone in my hand because I always have my phone in my hand. And Twitter comes up, and it was Good Morning America. I had tweeted, these are the nominees for Album of the Year. And I just looked at my phone, and I looked at the girls, and I said, we just got nominated for Album of the Year. Oh, my gosh. And so by then, they've got the TV on. They've got Good Morning America on, and I'm listening to Gabby and Ingrid and everybody read the nominations. And we just kept squealing and being like, because I kept going, did they just say my name again? And with Female Vocalist of the Year, I'm like, holy crap. Because Miranda and I get along really, really well. But we are totally rock'em sock'em robots when it comes to competing with each other, which I think is super healthy.
I'm glad that somebody finally admits it is actually a competition. Ashley, I have to play the part of 3 people this morning because I'm the only one allowed access in our building. PT wanted to let you know that he was in the audience downstairs. We have something called our Cambria Gallery, and that's where artists come in like yourself and perform live in downtown Minneapolis here at the Wolf Studios. And when you came through on your radio tour and you showed us the video of your debut of Girl Going Nowhere at the Opry, and then you performed that song live for us at that time, PT was brought to tears. And can you explain or describe maybe why some people react so strongly to that song?
Oh, yeah. And you guys gave me a really lovely gift box that day. It was brown and wood with the Cambria thing on the top and like a Yeti style cup, which I still use. So thank
you. So cool. You remember.
I'll never remember your birthdays ever. I'm really bad at dates, but things like that I can remember. Girl Going Nowhere was emotional for me because we wrote it with the purpose of someday playing at the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. So doing it for the first time and the first time performing it being at the Grand Ole Opry is extremely emotional. And then every time you perform it, you're performing it for a different set of people in a different room, and most of the time a room you've never played before. And so that emotion always comes back because where they said I'd never be wasn't just the Opry. It was also there with you. Mm. And there's a lot of commonality between someone who sings music for a living and someone who works in radio, because I'm sure you get the same thing we do, which is you need a real job. When are you going to get a real job?
It's
when are you
going to
stop messing around? There's no money in radio and that kind of thing. So, I mean, of course, it makes sense to me that PT would get emotional there. The same thing would happen for photographers, especially those that shoot live music. They've said that they want to make money with their art and with their creativity, and people say, well, that's insane.
For those dreamers out there, Ashley, and you were one of them, I'm one of them as well, and you still are one of them, I know, but what made it work for you, and what did you just keep remembering to yourself in your darkest moments?
Well, I always said, you can always go get a different job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. So we're talking about times where I'm playing in a sports bar when literally a decent-sized radio could do this job.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the game on anyway, and nobody's looking at you. But, the first 4 tables, maybe. And when you get to that really crappy feeling, and you say, well, you could always go do something else for a living, and you're like, no, I don't want to do something else for a living. I want to sing Fishing in the Dark 19 times a week. That's what I want to do. And the other part of it is being, this is going to sound harsh,
yeah,
but being dumb enough to think you can do it.
Mm. I think that's brilliant.
Not necessarily enough confidence. It's just being like, okay, what if I wrote a story about the wildest, coolest thing that could happen with my life that I could do for a living? That part of your imagination, if you just keep it alive and just be silly enough to think that it's going to work.
I think that's great advice. I know we're getting the wrap up here. What is your, I'm going to make these quick, best songwriting environment for you? If you could just picture it and paint it, how would that look for you? Best songwriting environment.
I like a cabin or someplace that I've never been. I also like someplace with concrete floors and concrete walls that are slightly uncomfortable. Okay. I like to be just a little bit miserable.
What makes you joyful?
Joy on other people's faces and the laughter of children.
And what makes you mad?
Bullies.
First place you want to go post-COVID?
Oh, wow. To a bar.
Okay, right. Where else is there? Favorite TV show you're streaming? What do you? I'll just kind of make this a little broader. What have you been doing besides writing music for fun?
You nailed it. Streaming TV. And right now I'm watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, I hear that's great.
Oh, it's so cheesy. It's perfectly 80s. I'm so excited about it.
Ashley, congratulations. I know we got the wrap-ups with you always come so soon, and we can't wait to see you down the road. And congrats on top 10 with One Night Standards, or close to it anyway.
We're trying, aren't we?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. You bet, Ashley. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, there are worse ways to start your morning. Greg, Mandy, and PT, also known as the Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.